You're listening to the Kribo Shoe Podcast, Episode 47, Pokemon Sword and Shield. Welcome back to another episode of the Kribo Shoe Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host. He's the sword to my shield. Chad is here.
Hello again, Kribo Shoe fans.
Welcome back to another episode. We got a good one today. We got a Pokemon Direct with some new Pokemon games revealed, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Before we get into that, though, let's talk about what we've been playing and our recent pickups. Okay, Chad, what have you been playing here lately?
So I've been playing a ton of Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. I can't get enough of collecting spirits right now. I'm just spending all my currency on the game and just taking that spirit board down. I did the Donkey Kong event that was going on. I think I got most of the ones that I didn't have that I saw that popped up. And I'm on there every day, sometimes a couple times a day, just buying everything I can.
I'm the same way, man. I've been playing a ton of the game, and that's what I've been doing, just collecting spirits, either through World of Light or the spirit board. I just can't get enough. I'll play it for an hour or two, and by that time I'm done with it. I'm frustrated or whatever, but then the next day I just want to go back in. So
I know it. I've been enhancing a lot of my spirits that can be enhanced after level 99. I've been doing a lot of that now, so trying to get that going.
I tell you what, I was really disappointed that they got rid of trophies in Smash Brothers, and I still wish they were there, but this spirit system, it's hooked me more than I thought it would.
Yeah, same here. The other game that I've been playing is another Switch game. It's Katamari Damacy Reroll.
Oh, nice.
So I finally located my copy, and it finally came in. So I've been giving that a whirl. And I'm pretty far in. I'm probably 4 hours into it. I'm not sure how long this game is.
I bet you're close to the end then.
I would think
so.
How
is it so far?
So it took me a while to get used to the controls. But
very strange controls.
After I played it for so long, it doesn't bother me anymore. Yeah. So.
It's got pretty good music, too, if I remember
right. It has
right.
Great music. It's all, in Japanese, of course, but it's the music is very catchy.
Awesome.
Something to roll to.
Yes, exactly. All right, man. Well, so, yeah, like I said, I've been playing a bunch of Smash as well. Also got back into Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu earlier this week, and I'm happy to report I have a complete Pokedex.
Oh, very nice.
So finally got my crew leveled up enough to take on Mewtwo, and it was quite a fight, but I was finally able to defeat him and capture him with my Master Ball.
Very cool.
So got that, got my Shiny Charm. I went through and defeated all the gym leaders again, and I actually got to meet up with Green and battle her. That was really cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
So just been really enjoying the post-game stuff and Pokemon Let's Go. Of course, Pokemon is definitely on my mind this week, so it's fun to get back in.
That's great. Yeah, you're definitely ahead of me, but I'm gonna have to give it another whirl here.
All right, so what about have you had any good pickups lately?
So I actually haven't bought myself anything, but this is my birthday week, so
that's right. Happy birthday.
I appreciate it. Yeah, so other people have been getting me some pickups here, so I'll just go over those if that's all right. So my best buddy in the whole wide world picked me up a Donkey Kong 64, the Nintendo 64 controller. So this was
the banana controller.
This is on my top five. I just keep knocking items off that thing. So it's in really nice shape, and I couldn't be happier with it.
That's awesome.
It doesn't look like it's been played with hardly any. All the buttons are good. It's got a tight stick. The paint's still good. So very happy to report that I now have that in my collection.
Very nice. That is a awesome controller to have in your possession now.
It'll definitely be displayed with pride. And my fiance actually got me a few things. She got me some Apple AirPods, which I'm bummed I can't use with the Switch, so I'm going to have to buy me some items that I can use it with the Switch.
That's
so
right.
So I have to say, you've always said those are your favorite headphones. They're definitely mine, too, now.
Oh, yeah. So I've had mine a little over 2 years, and I've worn them, I believe, every single day since then. They're definitely the best headphones you can get.
Yeah, no, I agree. Ever since I've got them, I've worn them every day. And the last thing is she got me some Hanafuda cards. She got these from Japan.
Oh, awesome.
She heard us talking about these one day on the podcast, and She just decided to up and get me some. Was not expecting these at all.
That's incredible, dude. I'd love to see these sometime.
They look great. I haven't opened them up yet and taken them out. I haven't decided if I want to yet or not. Right. But I think I've got to check them out and see what they look like.
Well, that's great, man. Well, hopefully you'll have another item to talk about soon. Your gift is currently in the mail from me.
Ooh.
So that's some great gifts there, man.
Yeah. So what have you picked up lately?
Well, I didn't think I was going to have anything to talk about on this. Up until lunchtime today, I had not picked up anything since we last recorded. But as fate would have it, I went into one of our local game shops and I stumbled across a couple of games I've been looking for a long time on the Nintendo Wii. I picked up The Last Story and Pandora's Tower. Now, these are two games I've had high on my list for a long time. These games came out right at the end of the Wii's lifespan. And so these were two of the three Operation Rainfall games. And Operation Rainfall was this fan campaign to get some of the good Wii games over to America that Nintendo wasn't going to bring over. And of course, the third one was Xenoblade Chronicles. Nintendo was not going to bring any of these games over. And so this fan campaign, they did digital and physical. They sent mail to Nintendo and did all kinds of stuff. They pre-ordered these games, made them the highest pre-ordered games on Amazon, and just did whatever they could to make Nintendo notice. And so Nintendo did eventually publish Xenoblade Chronicles. And then these other two games, they were published by Nintendo in every other region, but XSEED Games actually brought them to America. And so I couldn't believe it when I walked into a local game store and they had both these games for sale. So I picked them up.
Very nice. Last Story has been on my radar for quite some time as well. They're just kind of difficult games to find in the wild.
Definitely. And, you know, I thought they were, I probably thought they were rarer than they really are because this is honestly the first time I've ever seen them. In person, looking on eBay, you know, what I paid for them is about what they're going for, but it was just incredible to see them in the wild. I couldn't believe it.
Right.
So I picked up both of those and I couldn't be happier.
Well, very nice.
So that's my big pickup for the day and for the week. So I was happy to grab those.
Just in time.
Exactly. All right, man. Well, that's going to do it for what we've been playing on our pickups. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking all about the new Pokemon announcement today. Okay, Chad, it's time for the main event. Of course, we're recording this on Wednesday, and we just this morning, we had a very, I couldn't have been more excited for 8 o'clock this morning because we got a Pokemon Direct, and we got some new Pokemon games announced.
I know, this is just the perfect way to start off a day. I wish every day would start off like this.
Oh, me too. So we got the Generation 8 Pokemon games. We knew they were coming this year, but we got a big reveal trailer and a little bit more information about the games in this Direct. And, of course, these games, I was very surprised by the naming, but we were getting Pokemon Sword and Pokemon Shield later on this year.
We were talking about this earlier. This is one of the first games that I can remember, like, actual items being named after the Pokemon games. Usually we get, Sun and Moon was a little different, and then Ruby and Sapphire, stuff like that. But,
yeah, there's like colors and gems.
Colors
and stuff.
And gems. Yep. And yeah, it's just really odd. But the names are quickly growing on me here.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Very excited about these two games. And so we're just going to kind of run down what we do know. Of course, this was, a 7-minute Direct, and the trailer, I think, is about 2 minutes. So there's a lot of things we don't know, but we're definitely going to discuss the things we do know and even maybe speculate a little bit.
Sounds good.
All right. So we didn't get an actual release date. We just know they're going to be released worldwide this fall. And I would be shocked if these do not come out in November, as is typical with Pokemon games.
Right.
Is that kind of what you're expecting?
Yeah, you know, that seems when all the other Pokemon games come out, so I really think November will be the time to hit these, right before Christmas, too.
Right. So. Now, even though these don't have a release date yet, they are up for pre-order already, and I think both of us are going to pre-order from Best Buy, because they, not only if you have Gamers Club unlocked can you still pre-order and get that price, but even if you don't, you get a $10 reward certificate if you buy it from Best Buy. So that's what I'm doing. I'm picking up Pokemon Shield.
Yeah, I'll be picking up Pokemon Sword.
Very nice. So we'll be able to catch them all by trading.
Exactly.
Very nice. So these games are being taken place in an all-new region, and we got our first look at it. It's called the Galar region, G-A-L-A-R. So this looks like a very like north and south type region. It's not squared or anything like that. It's pretty much up and down.
Very long, yeah.
A lot of people are comparing this region to kind of the UK here in our world. And I can kind of see that there's a place that kind of looks a little bit like London and stuff. But it seems like it's very varied. There's some forest. There's some big urban cities. There's some underground parts. And we also saw like some snowy mountains.
Right.
I'm very excited about exploring this whole world here.
A lot of people are thinking that that's kind of where the Pokemon League will be and everything. So
kind of up north where the mountains are.
Exactly.
Yeah, I could see that.
Right. But it looks really, really cool. I love how they showed some footage just from the London part of it. You can see trains going by, and it just looks really, really impressive. And then you can go underground, kind of in some, looks like old mine shafts and everything.
Right.
So it looks like there's going to be a lot more places to explore, and it looks really good as well.
Yes. One thing I know we were talking about this morning is, as it shows the trainer in one of the cities, you know, as they're walking through the city, a train is going by overhead.
Right.
It just seems like there's maybe the world will be a little more alive than we're used to in a Pokemon game. That's what I'm hoping for, more stuff like that.
Yes, same here.
So we also got to look at a few new Pokemon. So we found out about the three starters, and Nintendo showed them off today. So I thought we'd go ahead and just kind of talk about the starters, because these are the only three new Pokemon we know for sure are going to be in the game. So we're getting Grookey, Scorbunny, and Sobble, which those names sound strange now, but I'm sure we'll be used to them before too long. So let's just kind of go over all three of them here. So Grookey is a monkey grass-type Pokemon, and this is my boy right here. This is who I'm going with.
Very nice.
The grass monkey himself. And I'm very excited about this. You know, my very first Pokemon game, Pokemon Blue, I went with Bulbasaur. So I've kind of got a special place in my heart for a grass starter, and that's what I'm going to be choosing in this game.
Oh, very cool.
Next up, we've got Scorbunny, which is a rabbit fire type Pokemon. And so this one's also very interesting. Looks like it almost has like a Band-Aid or something on its head.
Yeah.
A lot of people are speculating this may be a fire slash fighting type. So we'll have to wait and see.
Could be.
And then lastly, we've got what seems to be the internet's favorite, and that's Sobble. It's a lizard slash frog looking water starter. And they also mentioned that this Pokemon is kind of timid as well, and you kind of see that in the trailer. So who are you liking of these three?
So I usually always pick a fire or a water type.
Nice.
Don't usually go with the grass, but more than likely I'll pick a water type. I usually seem to gravitate toward that way. So I would like to see what their evolutions look like.
I would too. And you know, if Grookey's final evolution looks terrible, I may be persuaded to go elsewhere, but I'm really hoping that he'll turn into a big ape or something myself.
That would be very cool. I was when we got into Sun and Moon, I was very disappointed by Popplio's final evolution. So
I was too.
I would have really chose Litten to turn into Incineroar. I don't even remember what Popplio's is.
So yeah, it was really cool to get a look at three all-new Pokemon. You know, we haven't seen an all-new Pokemon since Meltan and Melmetal. I didn't see any sign of them in the trailer, but I'm hoping they make an appearance.
So from what I could see in the trailer, we saw a lot of Pokemon that we already knew about.
We do.
From Lucario to Tyranitar to Munchlax. There was a lot, and even a Pikachu, of course.
That's right. So it looks like there's going to be some old and some new. They definitely mentioned there will be more new Pokemon in this world to discover and to capture, but they are not putting a number on it. I'm betting it's going to be similar, in my opinion, to Sun and Moon, where it's not going to be 100 new Pokemon, but somewhat less than that, but still quite a few.
Right.
So I'm very interested in learning more about the Pokemon in this game, but I'm also happy that we do at least know of three of them now.
Exactly, the three most important.
Exactly. So, you know, as we were saying from the trailer, it appears to me that while this game is not, it will not win best graphics of any game on the Switch, it is, to me, probably the best Pokemon game graphically that we've gotten. It reminds me a lot of Sun and Moon, but more in HD. And so you're getting some, especially compared to like Pokemon Let's Go, which it looks really good, but all the towns and stuff are fairly simple because it's a remake of the very simple Red and Blue and Yellow. But this one seems more like it's going to have more dramatic camera angles and, you know, more, just more stuff in the world. world. And to me, I'm very excited about exploring this world. I think it looks great for a Pokemon game.
Right, I think you're totally right. And it kind of the trainers, the boy and girl trainers, they kind of look like more like Pokemon Go trainers to me. They didn't look quite as I want to say kiddish or cartoony as Pokemon Go.
Right. So typically, you know, your Pokemon trainers in the main Pokemon games are usually 10 or 11 years old. And yeah, I'm thinking these guys are, you know, 16, 17 years old. Well, it remains to be seen.
Right.
They definitely do look a little older. And they were wearing some, you know, they were wearing quite a few different types of clothes and stuff. So I'm really hoping that you'll be able to customize your character more than even you could in like Let's Go. I would love to be able to buy lots of different clothes for my trainer this time around. And also it seemed like, especially you notice it in the trailer when I think the girl trainer meets up with a rival trainer, it seems like they have more expressions in their face and stuff too this time around. So I'm hoping we'll get a little more personality from both our trainers and the rival trainers.
That would be very nice.
Let's see here. And it looks like, okay, so also from this trailer, I mean, you cannot miss this if you kind of been following Pokemon here lately. But random encounters with wild Pokemon are back. And they definitely make that a point. You discover, I think the trainer is walking in the grass, and all of a sudden you see a Pikachu there, and you've got to battle it, weaken it, and catch it with a Pokeball. So it looks like all the catching mechanics from Let's Go are out in this game, or at least if they are, they will just be an option if they are in it at all, and I really don't expect them to be. I think we're going back to how it was in Sun and Moon and all the previous generations.
I think you're right. I have to say I am a little bit disappointed in that. I loved seeing the wild Pokemon walk around in the grass and everything, and then being able to choose which one I want to catch and not have to worry about catching a thousand Rattatas and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I'll admit as well, just on first impressions of how I feel right now, I'm a little disappointed too. You know, I knew that we would probably be getting having to battle the Pokemon to catch them and throwing balls normally, probably with a button press instead of a motion. I was fine with that, but I was really hoping that this game would keep the Pokemon showing up in the overworld. And it, at least in the trailer, there's nothing to be seen like this. I think we're taking a step backwards, in my opinion, but I know there's a lot of purists out there that will prefer it this way.
Oh, yes.
But personally, I was a little disappointed. I love how they did it in Let's Go.
Right, and when she was when the trainer was walking through the grass, it was more of a crouch. That she was kind of crouching through the grass, it looked like to me. So I don't know if there'll be a crouch option or not, but it looked like she was real low to the ground, like she's stirring up the grass, trying to make the Pokemon come out.
Right. So I'm just really hoping that, you know, bringing this older mechanic back, that at least they will make it to where maybe there will be easier ways to not be bothered by wild Pokemon if you don't want to be, because it sure was nice in Let's Go. Like you said, if you're in Mount Moon or something, you're able to, you know, catch a Zubat or two that you want to catch, and then you're able to avoid the other 50 throughout there.
Right.
So it would be nice to not just constantly be sucked into random battles. I would sure appreciate that. Of course, as we've been talking, there are two different kinds of trainers. At least there's a boy and a girl. I don't know if it will be like some of the past games where you'll be able to choose several different boys or girls, or if it'll just be one and you'll be able to just customize them.
Right.
But we're definitely getting both boy and girl trainers, which is always nice to see. And then, of course, there's a lot of things that we don't know. So nothing was said about compatibility with the Pokeball Plus accessory. Will you be able to use this to control your character or not? I have absolutely no idea. If you were to guess, would you say you'd be able to?
I would go with no.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking so.
That's just what I think. But I
you know, it would be nice if they would allow you to. You know, it's a $50 accessory, and it'd be nice if it wasn't limited to just one game. But I can't say I have my hopes. I don't think this is likely myself.
Yeah, it doesn't seem so.
Of course, we also don't know if there's going to be co-op play in this game. And that's a feature that I would, even though I didn't personally use it and it was pretty limited in Let's Go, I would still love for this to make a return, because I know there are a lot of kids that like this and a lot of parents that like to play with their kids this way. I would love for co-op play to not only return but even be better. I'd love for it to be online as well.
Right, yeah, I would love that as well.
But, of course, it remains to be seen. Also, nothing was said about the online at all. So I'm assuming this game will have online, but will it be full featured or will it be pretty minimal like in Let's Go? We're unsure. And then also, we don't know if it's going to be compatible with the other Pokemon games on the Switch, like Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee. I would love for it to be where you could transfer some of your Pokemon back and forth, or even at least be able to transfer Gen 1 Pokemon from Let's Go into this new one.
Right.
I could see why they maybe wouldn't let you move the new Pokemon into Let's Go, but I would love at least a one-way being able to transfer.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then, of course, will this game be compatible with Pokemon Go? Now, I think this is a better chance of happening here because Pokemon Go is kind of a ongoing, living game for Nintendo. And I would expect there to be some kind of Pokemon Go integration with this Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Yeah, I agree. I could definitely see there being some compatibility with this over the Let's Go games, for
yeah.
sure.
So, kind of overall, what are your thoughts? Are you more excited or less excited than you were? You know, how do you feel after this reveal here?
So, I am excited. You know, I don't get just overly excited for Pokemon games. I have to say I'm a little disappointed by the random encounters and everything.
Me
but
too.
I understand that's just kind of a standard Pokemon deal. Let's Go Pikachu is just kind of it's the odd one out, if any
sure,
of them.
Sure.
So I understand why they're going back to this mechanic, of course. It's just not really for me, but I'm not a diehard Pokemon fan. I do enjoy playing, but I think this will affect me not trying to collect them all, though.
Right.
That's what I'm worried about. I really enjoy that in Pokemon Let's Go, is trying to collect all of them because you can pick and choose. It doesn't take as long. It's not as time consuming.
Yeah. Man, I feel a lot the same way as you do. I love Pokemon games, but again, I've got a family now, and I don't have as much time as I used to. I don't think that I will be able to catch them all in this game, more than likely, and that's one of the things I absolutely loved about Let's Go, is they made it attainable to not only play through the story, but also to collect all the Pokemon. And so I could see myself in this game probably at least completing the story, but maybe not going a whole lot further than that. And that's not a problem with the game. That's just where I am in life right now.
Right.
But I am looking forward to this. I definitely am looking forward to playing it, and I'm looking forward to learning a lot more about it. I thought we could just briefly talk about a few of our hopes for this generation, these games. So I would love, as I mentioned before, for a more full-featured online mode. I would love for online co-op. I think me and you would have a blast playing through it this way.
Oh, yes, totally.
And I think it would be great if there was more ways to battle and trade and do different things online, whatever that may be. I think it would be nice if there was more of a reason to go online in this game. You know, I had very little reason to go online in Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, and I would like for there to be more stuff going, more of maybe some events going on, and just stuff like that. I think would be a lot of fun and would make me play this game even more if it was a fully featured online mode in this game.
Right, I hope the online battle system works really good, and that's something we didn't even really touch on, was the in the trailer it shows part of the battle arena, looks like.
Oh, that's right. It looks like a big, like a Pokemon stadium almost.
Exactly. It looked like a big football stadium, but a Pokemon stadium, exactly.
Yes.
And you could just hear the crowd roaring as the trainer was walking through the gates there, and I can't wait to get inside there. That looks
yes.
awesome.
The trainer looks like he's almost wearing like a soccer style outfit, and I'm so excited about that. We also have learned that gyms will be back in this game. So the trials from Sun and Moon seem like they're going to be kind of limited to just that series. And we're going back to gym leaders and battling for gym badges. And I'm happy about that.
Yeah, same here.
Another thing I would love is, as we said before, is compatibility with Pokemon Go. I play Pokemon Go every day, and I would just love for there, kind of like there was with Let's Go, to be some kind of reward you get for playing both games at the same time. I'm really hoping they do that, and I do think that is a high possibility of happening.
Yeah, I think so.
Another thing I would love is I would love for your Pokemon to be able to follow you in the world. You know, we're going to get all these new Pokemon, and that's one of my favorite things about Let's Go, is being able to stick any Pokemon out, take it out of the Pokeball, and let it walk around with you. And I really hope that this returns.
Right, I do too. We didn't see any sign of this in the trailer, but we can always hope. And
yes.
I think that was a really cool mechanic in Let's Go, and I hope they utilize it with this game.
Yes. Another one that I'm very, very much wanting is Pro Controller support.
Oh, yes.
Please, Nintendo, let us play this game when we're in docked mode on the best controller for the Switch. Please let us use the Pro Controller. I would be so happy, and I think this should happen, but you can never be sure when it comes to Nintendo, but I would love to be able to use my Pro Controller to play through this game.
If they had to sacrifice the Pokeball Plus, it wouldn't bother me as much. I want to use the Pro Controller to play this game for
me
sure.
Me too.
100%.
So that's kind of my wants for the game. Am I missing anything, or is there anything else that you would like to see in this?
You've covered everything and beyond that for me.
Well, man, well this was great. It was an awesome day just learning out of what these new Pokemon games are going to be like, and I've definitely been thinking about them today. And I'm sure, you know, we've got several months before this game comes out. I'm thinking we're going to learn a lot more about these games as the months go on, and I can't wait to learn more about them. And hopefully some of the things we want will be there, and maybe there will be some things in there that we didn't even know we wanted that will be. And I'm just very excited about the next generation of Pokemon games on the Nintendo Switch. And who knows, maybe they'll even have an event that we can go to before they're out.
The future is bright.
All right, man. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode. We want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Before we leave you guys today, we want to remind everyone that you can visit our show page at anchor.fm/KariboShoePodcast. Of course, we're also available on Apple Podcast, iTunes, Google Podcast. We're on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and we're available on the Anchor app. Please rate the show on Apple Podcast or Google Podcast if you enjoy it. And you can also email us at the show. You can email us a question. Our email is KariboShoePodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at KariboShoePod and on Instagram at KariboShoePodcast. I want to thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.